It's just politics.
Just politics.
I'm Zoe Clark.
I'm Rick Pluta.
A couple of interesting events this week. First item in D.C., where the U.S. House quietly and quickly approved an increase in the nation's debt ceiling. No big arguments, no conditions, just
get her done.
And that's an anomaly. Raising the debt ceiling recently in Congress has become this battle over the nation's fiscal soul.
The fight that occurred last fall as the rollout of the federal health coverage website was failing spectacularly, but no one was even paying attention to it because the budget fight and the 16-day federal government shutdown commanded all of the attention. Republicans have not forgotten that lesson.
This is about brand management. Today, the GOP, the Republican Party, wants the spotlight shining strictly on goofs and glitches in ramping up the federal health care law, not political fights and dysfunction in D.C., which brings us to our second interesting event tomorrow in Lansing.
When the Michigan Republican Party State Committee will choose a new Republican National Committee woman.
To replace Terry Lynn Land, on track to be the Republicans' U.S. Senate candidate and enjoying some pretty good early poll numbers. She was elected to the RNC 2 years ago at a Republican convention that was basically taken over by the Tea Party.
That convention also elected conservative firebrand Dave Ajema, he of the stridently anti-gay, anti-Muslim segment of the Republican coalition.
It is clear that association was becoming problematic, a distraction, as Land's campaign was getting grounded and showing some promise. So now the Michigan Republican Party's executive committee has a decision to make in replacing her.
And while values are at stake, this decision is as much about brand management as anything else.
There are three contenders. State GOP leaders have been looking for an opportunity to put Ronna Romney McDaniel into a more public role.
She's the niece of Mitt Romney, granddaughter of George Romney, and daughter of a former Republican National Committee woman, Ronna Romney. There are also two others, Sandra Kahn and Mary Helen Sears, in the running.
Mm-hmm. And all of them say they are comfortable with Dave Ajema as their counterpart. But remember, too, Michigan Republican Party Chairman Bobby Shostak has called on Ajema to quit for the good of the party. He and other party leaders don't want another flashpoint from Michigan on the RNC.
Again, brand management. And if you don't think that matters, consider this. Larry Sabatow's widely read,
at least by political junkies.
Yeah, like us. Political science professor Larry Sabatow's widely read crystal ball newsletter. See, candidates are important. Always have been, always will be. They bring personality, charisma, a face to a campaign. But what political scientists know is this, that candidates are important, but party brand can often be even more important.
Particularly on the down ballot, where candidates aren't nearly as well known as, say, a candidate for president, governor, or U.S. Senate. So positive party ID, party perception, is key to winning elections.
But it's early days still. Most people are not paying a huge amount of attention.
But what they are starting to do, whether they even realize it or not, is develop a sense of what each party is about, at least during this election cycle.
So Larry Sabatow and his crew have developed a system for tracking how party perception yields congressional seats come election day. And it's been a pretty accurate predictor.
On a generic Republican versus Democrat ballot, every additional point in the survey for the party not in the White House is worth another 1.7 congressional seats.
So a 10-point advantage means 17 seats. But the prediction doesn't work until the September survey comes in.
Mm-hmm. Which makes sense. That's deal closing time, when voters start mentally committing to their choices. So we'll have to wait.
Luda is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.